Ah, merde.
It's rare that Pentecost comes along that I don't end up thinking about my beloved Francis Dodds, one of my delightful 90-year-olds from Harrison. I know I've spoken to you about her before, but how can I not? Now, whenever we talk about the Holy Spirit, I remember Francis's frequent greeting of, "Reverend Nancy, I just love what the Holy Spirit is doing in my life today." I had never been greeted like that before in my life, but that was how she always greeted me when I came to see her. And so I want to ask you, what's the Holy Spirit doing in your life today? I know that sounds like a kind of out there question, but this Pentecost Sunday, as we hear the stories of the Holy Spirit, both from John's Gospel on that first Easter Sunday, when he breathed the Holy Spirit into the disciples, and we hear the story from the Acts of the Apostles. Now in John's Gospel, as I say, it's that first Easter Sunday, and the risen Jesus comes into the upper room where the disciples are cowering from behind locked doors. And he meets them in their grief and in their fear, and he says, "Peace be with you." And he breathes his Holy Spirit into them. And he sends them out into the world. "As the Father has sent me, so I send you, to share God's amazing grace and love." The Holy Spirit that he breathes into them changes their fearful, grieving hearts to give them the courage to do what the Lord is calling them to do. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. Same with the story of Pentecost that we heard from the Acts of the Apostles. The Holy Spirit comes like a rush of wind and like tongues of fire, and people are changed. People from all over the world, different languages, and yet they all can hear in their own language, changed by the Holy Spirit in their lives so that they could understand one another. It opens the door for relationship because at the very least, they can understand one another. And as you may recall from the end of Matthew's Gospel, Jesus promises that he will be with us even to the end of the age. How so? He will be present with us even to the end of the age through the Holy Spirit. So again, back to our earlier question. Tell me, what is the Holy Spirit doing in your life today? Or maybe the better question is, are you letting the Holy Spirit have the opportunity to move in your life? Is the door open or closed? I think sometimes we get so focused on our day-to-day life and the tasks before us and accomplishing our to-do lists that we don't even leave room for the Holy Spirit to move and act. There's a phrase that's been running through my mind these last several weeks. The phrase, broken open. Letting your heart be broken open to the possibility of the Holy Spirit. Broken open to the possibility of God's presence moving in your life. As the line from Ezekiel 36, he says, "I will remove from your body the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh." It's about letting go of your tight control on all of it and letting God move in you, God's Holy Spirit. There are a couple of hymns that have been kind of picking at me as I prepare for this week. One is a hymn from More Voices, written by Ruth Duck. And some of the lyrics include, "Spirit, open my heart to the joy and pain of living. As you love, may I love in receiving and in giving. Spirit, replace my stony heart with a heart that's kind and tender. All my coldness and fear to your grace I now surrender. May I weep with those who weep and share the joy of brother and sister." I think those are really powerful words that talk about the possibility of being open to the Holy Spirit. You know, when we are in our own tightly contained worlds, and I am so guilty of this, even though I look out of control most of the time, I am so tightly controlled, locked into our busy lives and keeping our world tiny and contained. We don't leave room for the Holy Spirit. We don't leave room for the Holy Spirit to allow us to connect, to allow us to feel something deep within. The other hymn that has been pulling at me this week, we will sing later this morning, Spirit of Gentleness, that of course, as you work through the verses, it talks about the Holy Spirit moving throughout time, just like this hymn that the last hymn that we sang as well. Now, since the beginning of creation, through Moses and the Exodus, the Holy Spirit moved. And through the prophets, and through Jesus' life and death and resurrection, the Holy Spirit moved. And of course, at Pentecost. And in the promise of the kingdom, the Holy Spirit will continue to move. Where as we live God's kingdom here and now, ancient schemes and ways will be broken. Captives will be blessed with hopes and dreams. And there will be a new vision. People will be blessed with seeing God's vision and dreams, all through the presence of the Holy Spirit. So again, if you think about some of those things, go back. What is the Holy Spirit doing in your life today? Of course, we will all answer that question differently, and I know that. So if I'm going to ask you, I guess I need to tell you, don't I? What's my answer? For me, like so many of you, I've been staying focused on being locked in and getting the job done, week in and week out, until a couple of weeks ago, when I forced myself to take a step back. The gift for me of several days at the convent down in Massachusetts, with no phone calls, no conversations at all, and no to-do lists, just scripture, worship, prayer, and quiet. It was a great retreat. And I feel like I left the convent feeling broken open. So what's that look like for me? What do I mean by that? It's kind of like, let me give you a small window. This past Wednesday started with Eucharist and prayers and good conversation about scripture. And then from there, despite there was no time in the day, I made time when I didn't have the time to drive up to Trenton and pray with a family I've known for years, whose grandmother was in her final hours, and to give her a final blessing. Being the hands and the heart and the love of Jesus for them in their very, very hard day. And then letting my own heart feel the love and the sorrow of what I experienced in that room when I got back into the car and I had a really good cry, filled with gratitude for God's presence with them and praying for them and their sorrow. The Holy Spirit was with us in all of that. And then having the opportunity to zip back down here and talk about daily prayer and spiritual discipline and our spiritual lives with the book group. And God was very present in that conversation. You could feel the Spirit moving in that group. And then just a short while later, being immersed in serving the community for dinner and delighting in the company of those I work with, laughing and playing with the other volunteers. The Holy Spirit was very present there as well. You know, and all of those could simply be a series of tasks or events. It's easy to just kind of look at I did this and this and this and this, and then we did that and then we did that. Kind of a busy day. But when we're open to reflecting on God's presence, on the Holy Spirit moving in our lives, we can see it wasn't just me. It was God's Holy Spirit opening my heart, allowing me to engage the grief of my friends, to share with others about our faith, delight in laughter and fun while doing faithful work, feeling God's joy. So I guess that would be my simple answer to what was the Holy Spirit doing in my life on Wednesday? You know, and part of it, too, is simply the stopping to reflect on it all. seeing the day through the eyes of faith. I hope in sharing that with you, that you're hearing not about me and my day, but rather a way of seeing your day, a way of understanding your life and how God is moving in your life, how the Holy Spirit is acting and taking you in great places, seeing your life through the eyes of love. So like my dear old friend Francis, this Pentecost, I would like to encourage you to take some time out to ponder, what is the Holy Spirit doing in your life? Perhaps let the Spirit of gentleness stir you from placidness. Let it open your heart to the joy and pain of living, and let it set your heart on fire with God's amazing love. Once again, this Pentecost, may our hearts be broken open to the Holy Spirit's amazing presence and God's most excellent love. Amen.
Amen.
Taking up thy hold.